Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We are studying the Old Testament narrative of Esther in a series that we're calling Tightrope, and the story is all about seeing the balance between God's sovereignty and our security. In this week's part of the story, we see God's plan being worked out at several different times throughout, and we have kind of two stark contrasts in how to approach life. One is to approach life like Haman, and the other is to approach life like Mordecai. One approach is to clamor and grab and scratch and claw and manipulate and to maneuver to get whatever you want. This is what we see Haman doing. And the other is like Mordecai, to trust, to wait, to be faithful, to look to God for what you want, and to wait on Him. So here's part of the story. Haman is all about himself. No one loves Haman more than Haman. And he is approaching life looking out for number one. He is seeking to get all that he can while he can. He has climbed the leadership ladder this way and now finds himself number two in the kingdom. Only the king is of greater importance than he is. But no matter how high he climbs, it's never enough. He finds himself the second most powerful man in the known kingdom, in the known world, and it's not enough. He always wants more. And no matter what is going right for him, all he can seem to focus on is what's going wrong for him. He seeks to honor himself and bring death to his enemies. We see this because at one point he becomes so frustrated with Mordecai's unwillingness to honor him that he prepares a set of gallows and seeks to have Mordecai executed on them. And what's ironic about this story and this real way of living is that he seeks out honor for himself and death to Mordecai, but the opposite is what actually comes to him. Isn't that something? He seeks out honor for himself and death to Mordecai, but honor comes to the one who he reserved death for. That's Mordecai. And death comes to him who he thought honor was due. So it's just incredible to think about this clamoring and scratching and clawing to get what we want. And in Haman's life, the opposite is what comes to him. He prepared death for his enemies and honor for himself. And instead, honor went to his enemies and death came to him. And so Mordecai was living just the opposite. At one point, he intervened to preserve the king's life, but it went unnoticed. Nobody noticed. And it wasn't until later on that the king was having the chronicles read to him. He couldn't sleep one night, and he was having the chronicles of the kingdom read to him that he realized that he failed to honor Mordecai. But Mordecai didn't demand to be honored when all of this happened and he was overlooked. He didn't clamor for the king's approval. And although he did nothing wrong except refuse to offer a truly horrid man, he was targeted for execution. But again, instead of fighting his way out of it or clawing to get what he wanted or seeking to avoid execution, he just trusted God. He waited. And although the gallows were meant for him, they came to his enemies. And though honor was meant for his enemy, it came to him instead. Do you see? Do you see this? We can't miss this. Because really, this is two ways of living. And I think we find ourselves living the way of Haman more often than we do the way of Mordecai. In fact, we celebrate climbing the ladder, clawing and positioning and manipulating to get what we want. We celebrate that in our culture. The question is, how are we living our lives? Are we living the way that Mordecai lived or the way that Haman lived? Are we clamoring or are we trusting? Are we constantly posturing or are we regularly humbling ourselves? Are we frustrated with being passed over and seeking to make it right? Or are we trusting God to work on our behalf? These are two radically different ways to live. Which life are we choosing? As we trust God, there is no honor that we can avoid if He wants us to have it. And there is no danger that can touch us without His approval. If we are seeking what we can get, there is no honor that we can pin down. And the evil that we wish on others might just be the evil that comes back on ourselves, just like it did Haman. Let's not forget also that it was Jesus Himself who continued entrusting Himself to God the closer He got to the cross. And Jesus' enemies didn't just threaten His life, they did take His life. The fates weren't turned on their heads like in Esther. Jesus did suffer and He did die. But even in His defeat, He won the victory. How? By clamoring, clawing, seeking to get ahead? No, by entrusting Himself to God. And eventually, even though they took His life, they couldn't keep it. And because of Jesus, we have this resurrection power in us that if people really did go so far as to take our life, that the ultimate defeat of evil is that Jesus has purchased for us a resurrection. The question is, what kind of life are we living? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We do hope that you'll come back tomorrow for more episodes. Lord, thank You that we can trust You, that You work things out for our good and for Your glory, even when we don't understand how it's going to happen. Thank You that no matter how badly the deck seems stacked against us, You're always working. Help us to trust You, to wait for You to move on our behalf, rather than always trying to work out things on our own. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to show you what kind of life you are choosing to live. A life that looks more like Haman or more like Mordecai, and ultimately, Jesus Himself.